Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, we are live. Thank you so much for joining us on this Monday edition. It is already the 14th day of October, 2013. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. It is times like these that I really, quite frankly, have trouble even doing a radio show. And there have been very few times in my 18 years on air that I have had trouble coming on air and even trying to break down what's happening, because it's all so over the top, awe-inspiring in a bad kind of way. The fact that society is degenerating so quickly, the fact that the general public has no bearings on average and has been brought up by television, and that our entire culture is becoming a fantasy land of narcissistic, dumbed-down mental patients running around, clicking and fiddling with their iPads and iPhones. And I'm not trying to be negative when I say that. It's just that it's true. There is a mass of people who are basically walking dead. They're zombies. And then you've got the overlords, the twisted social engineers who are greasing the skids for all of the horrible things that are happening in society. They're not even behind some of it, quite a bit of it, but they certainly set up businesses and systems to capture all of the flailing lemmings that fall into their web. And then at the same time, the globalists are targeting anyone virtuous, truthful, good, wholesome, honest, loving, compassionate, beautiful, honorable. It really is evil. I mean, we don't know why all this is happening. There is just pure evil. There are systems of evil. And we're going to be breaking that down today. Obviously, you saw in Louisiana the EBT, Electronic Federal Food stamp credit cards. They're credit cards. The American people have to pay for it. Workers have to pay for it. Your children will pay for it. I will pay for it. Anyone who works and pays the exorbitant taxes will pay for it. Suddenly, the cards all over the country weren't working in many areas of the nation, nationwide, as CBS reported. And then suddenly, they went from saying zero to saying unlimited. So, folks at multiple Walmarts in Louisiana, that's where the Walmartians graze, suddenly they went completely crazy and began just filling their shopping carts with whatever they could get in them that's covered by EBT food and things like that, and got away with just a massive amount of GMO food and other chemical and bioweapons masquerading as food at Walmart. So they got away with their soft kill meals. And then the police had to show up and stop everybody, explaining, no, 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 there's a malfunction. But that's separate, what happened in Louisiana in two cities. From coast to coast, EBT cards stopped working for a day over the weekend. Well, I guess Saturday. And it caused panic and freakouts all over the nation. I believe, as Rob Dew said to me this morning, I agree with him. I believe this is probably a test. The globalists are scientific in their approach in every way. This is a test to see what will happen. You know, they're having that drill that starts in November for shutting down the power on the East Coast and martial law. All of this has been set up for over a year, set up for during the default, during the debt crisis, all of it. Hi, friends. Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPAC 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
I believe a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. You can take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
It's global governance at last. Is it one world? The central bankers in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are live. It is Monday, the 14th day of October, 2013. We'll be live here for the next 3 hours, Lord willing. We have the active duty serviceman from Fort Hood, the officer joining us. He was arrested for going on a hike with his son in the countryside. with an M4. He is facing criminal charges and is going to trial. We're going to have him on. Of course, his case became national news when it first happened. He's going to be joining us about 30 minutes via Skype in the next hour, in the third hour. And then we're also going to look at another gentleman being persecuted, not allowed to have a Kickstarter program because it was promoting the Second Amendment. We're seeing massive discrimination against anyone that promotes American ideals or values. We're also seeing the Democratic Party officially fundraise. I'm going to get into that after I cover the EBT shutdown and Walmart looting, you could call it. But first off, I want to break down the fact that at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into this article that's up on PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com on the front page from last night. Anthony Gucciardi wrote the story. Radio host Michael Savage calls for answers over missing nuke report. And it's a 16-minute segment where Savage breaks it down. It's invaluable listening from Dr. Savage because he's a really smart guy, obviously, and can really condense things down simply but also complexly at the same time to explain why it's so important. So it takes me an hour to break down why this nuke story is so important, the missing nuke story. Savage does it in 16 minutes. That article with that video and audio is up on Infowars.com. Now, remember, there were missing nukes in 2007. It was a big national scandal. Our source that's high level said that quite a few nukes on multiple trucks left the base that weren't even supposed to be at the base, and there was a big deal about it because the paperwork wasn't there. There was no paperwork, and the base commander ordered it. I came out and said, maybe it's a drill, maybe they're dummy warheads, we don't know, our source doesn't know, they were told they were real, we need to get answers. The Air Force Base never responded. Media Matters, run by the White House, and all the usual suspects have not come out and made fun of me for the report and said it's a lie. By the way, I wish they would. I don't want this stuff to be true or accurate, okay? Because the different scenarios involving it run from bad to worse. And when this happened back in September 3rd and I covered it off and on for a week and it kind of faded away, I was like, oh, great. Maybe it's no big deal. Everything's fine. Just some secret operation. I mean, but my gut told me, danger, 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 Spidey sense, danger, Will Robinson. In fact, my gut is so freaked out about it that I'm not enjoying doing my radio show anymore. I mean, that's really all I can say. I can't put up with any crap anymore from anybody. I can't get into petty stuff with people anymore. I mean, it's very painful being so serious. And it's very painful seeing a nation of people that act like lobotomized children. And I don't say that from an elitist perspective. I just see people obsessing over football, obsessing over narcissism and all the rest of it. And then I live in the real world where they put cancer viruses and all the major vaccines on record, deadly fluoride in the water on record, GMOs that kill the rats they feed them to at massive numbers. I mean, I'm just living in the Twilight Zone episode, and I realize it. And I'm not on some high horse either. I just can't believe that the general public is so pathetic. On average, there are a lot of wonderful people out there, a lot better than I, but they don't see themselves as leaders and they don't take action. Where is the media? I mean, if the story isn't true about the nukes, then it should come out and I should be excoriated or my source should be exposed as being wrong, and that's the way this should work. Instead, no one will talk about it a month in. And then I learned the day we reported this, hours later they fired the top number two nuke commander in the country. Then they fired the number one nuke commander. And then the AP said it was leaked to them. The White House wants it secret. And it was because of a loss of trust by the president in the commander, the head of all nuclear forces, Major General. You got that going on. And then you got Lindsey Graham saying South Carolina will be nuked, and that's where the nukes were supposedly going. we've got a drill for martial law on the East Coast coming up officially next month. You've got other financial drills going on, being put on by the federal government and FinCEN and FSISAC. You've got the welfare cards going down. It's clearly a test. All of this is happening, and it just makes me get even sicker inside as I feel impending doom at a level I've never felt it before. And again, you say you feel it. Your brain has all these thousands of points that the conscious mind can't even collate, but the subconscious can. And then at a gut level, I feel nauseous, folks. In fact, I heard Michael Savage when he was talking about some of the cases we were covering last week with them executing the woman in D.C. He said he gets dizzy. And that's exactly what happens to me now. When he said that, and I saw the clip on YouTube, I'm like, that's exactly how I feel. When you actually care, you actually want a future, you actually study things, you're a serious person, I get nauseous, and then I get dizzy. I guess that's the old saying of, it was so incredible, he was dizzied. You know, dizzying. Or sometimes you see something so beautiful, so wonderful, they say it's dizzying. Well, let me tell you, watching America degenerate and rot in front of my eyes with maggots crawling all over it is vomitous. And I'm not trying to be negative here. But I can't stop thinking about all the serious news. Like, my wife calls me up and goes, let's go see a movie. Let's have some fun. And I'm just like, I can't do it. I just can't have fun. I'm sick. Maybe I'm the bad person. Maybe I shouldn't care about all this bad stuff, and I should just go watch football games and not care and just let my kids eat GMO and drink fluoride water all day and just party and just run around. But I can't do it. And I'm not here trying to talk about myself all day. It's just that I look at what's going on, and it's insane. I look at the raw videos of vets with their arms and legs blown off, some of them double amputees missing both legs on crutches, going to the World War II memorials, and the vets pulling, vets with prosthesis knocking down barricades. I see this. And then I see the Democratic Party put out a fundraiser saying they're all racist white people, raise money to fight the racist Tea Party. And I see the images of cops in UN blue uniforms, riot police, attacking elderly veterans with billy clubs. And now new footage has come out. You know, the headline in the mainstream media is, documentary filmmaker claims police brutality. And he has footage showing the police attacking peaceful women. And that's what was weird about these guys in the footage I was watching on live feeds. We have them up on InfoWars.com, archived from yesterday. Is that if you were missing legs or in a wheelchair or were women, they would come over and get in your face. The cops would, and they wouldn't mess with like 25-year-old veterans and people. And it's that cowardly instinct, too. They always mess with old people or people they think are weak. And then there's this image of the 75-year-old, you know, vet pushing the little cop back. You can look at the cop and their whole mannerism and the Darth Vader gloves they're wearing. You could tell. I mean, I bet you $1 million those cops you're looking at are hardcore liberal socialist, you know, goons. Well, just because they're so wimpy. I mean, I just, you know the type. I mean, it's just, they really think the Tea Party are the bad guys, the real Tea Party, not the Republican neocon Tea Party that the mainline Republicans are decrying right now. We have that. We have the nuke report I'm going to break down coming up. We have the shutdown of the welfare cards. We have China, official press agency calls for new reserve currency and new world order. And that's just what they'll do. We've got all of this coming up today on the broadcast. But again, we salute Michael Savage for having the courage, compared to the whole gallery of other cowards in the media, to cover our missing nuke story. So we salute everybody else that has courage. That's all we need to turn this around.
So, you've decided to get prepared. You're not sure that a case of ramen and a couple of granola bars under your bed will cut it as long-term food storage anymore. You're in luck. At Emergency Essentials, we have all the resources to get you started. From three-day emergency bug-out bags to year supplies of food and everything in between. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nano-silver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nano-silver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nano-silver nasal sprays, our nano-silver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nano-silver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Pills, pills, pills. If you've tried to fix your ED with pills or supplements, listen up. My name's Matt Cook with GetEDSolutions.com, and I've developed a system that often fixes ED from home naturally, without medical intervention. How does it work? My system addresses the root cause of most ED, which is desensitization. Desensitization is not your fault, but it's the number one reason men get embarrassed around women. The more they try, the more things don't work, and the solution is to fix desensitization through simple activities you do from home.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer from ED, you must visit GetEDSolutions.com for a special report and video that shows you how to fix ED from home fast without pills or supplements. Visit GetEDSolutions.com for my special report and video on fixing ED at home. GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
Saying that the fate of the world is in the hands of the Congress and the debt increase. And so they'll just keep increasing and increasing and increasing it until we're totally bankrupt. And then they'll have another debt increase fight and say that it's all our fault that we didn't increase it again, that everything collapses. She says it's very, very concerning. And then Bloomberg says we may join Germany in the pantheon of defaults and then totally implode. They have already maneuvered us to this position. Now they're busy teaching us just as they've done in countless other countries, that it's our fault things are collapsing because we didn't pay the debt on time, not that they created the giant debt to begin with. Doubling the number of people on food stamps in 5 years. Out of control spending at every level. And then meanwhile, computer glitch blamed for nationwide EBT system shutdown on Saturday. That's CBS News reporting that. And they had people freaking out, panicking, leaving their carts of food, fights breaking out, all sorts of crises happening all across the United States. And then, I believe this is all a test, they said nothing to do with the government shutdown, but they say if there is a default, it could be 8 days that the EBT cards don't work. Folks, I guarantee you within 2 days of the EBT not working, the looting and the burning will begin. The looting and the burning will begin, and the military will be called out, and then the president will be set to have the military on the streets, and then there'll have to be a higher tax to restore confidence to bail out the banks again. This is how they hold you hostage. Because remember, the globalists are all exempt from the taxes, just like the head of the IMF is on record. She is exempt from EU taxes, but she wants to raise everybody else's. Here it is. Debt default could spark food stamp riots. EBT card glitch led to many riots and looting after just hours Saturday. That's a Paul Joseph Watson article on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. And the only thing holding back the looting, it always happens in the cities that don't have guns, Chicago, New York, L.A., D.C. I mean, if the EBT cards don't ever work, folks, Chicago, D.C., New York are going up in flames. In flames, because nobody can protect themselves. Yeah, here's an image from Katrina. It says, you loot, we shoot. But the problem is the cops and military wouldn't go after the actual looters. They went to all the rich houses and robbed them. Oh, yeah, the cops stole the diamonds, the gold, the guns. It all came out on record. They went to the richest neighborhood with the big red one from the U.S. Army. And, by the way, it came out on ABC News. They killed U.S. citizens that didn't turn their guns in. That got swept under the rug but did come out in court later. They murdered people that stayed in their mansions. Land of the free, home of the brave, honey. So let's continue here. EBT card food stamp recipients ransack Walmart stores. And you already know about what happened. It was zero. And then all of a sudden it was unlimited. That's what it's like to be a globalist, where they just have unlimited trillions for themselves of fiat currency. And so all they do is create a giant fiat debt to sign us onto it to be their debtor slaves. But all of it's coming to an end. All of it where folks are with a magic wave of their wand going in and getting all the free EBT. This is life under the digital unnatural system where 50 million Americans, it's really 101 million get food assistance every week, but it's right at about 49 million that are on full-time federal food stamps. Then there's millions of others that are on state different food assistance programs. So it's 101 million. 101 million get food aid from federal government, outnumber full-time private sector workers. And that's a Department of Agriculture estimate that CNS News reported on. How's that sound? Boy, that sounds like land of the free, home of the brave to me. And all these people are being taught, a guy driving a nice car, somebody that has a nice house, they're rich and they stole it from you. They're bad. The prosperity is the reason you're so poor and only get your welfare check and your food stamps and sit in your apartment smoking dope all day watching Jerry Springer. And that anybody that runs a business and works hard and you know the lights are on at 10 o'clock at night most nights, we're the bad people. You understand that? Warren Buffett says so. We've got to have our taxes raised because we're rich. You make $1 more than a welfare recipient, you're a racist person who needs to have their money taken. Warren Buffett taught all the poor people this, all the permanent welfare class this, and they believe it. In fact, still, I see the comments on YouTube and on InfoWars.com, and still the Democrats are saying, I'm a big fat liar, I'm a racist, Obamacare's free, I'm just jealous that they're all getting free health care. Of course, they're not. They're going to get totally hammered, but they don't care. Feeling like they're winners is what matters. That's why the permanent welfare class spends their welfare check on lottery tickets. Because they're idiots.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with nascent iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of nascent iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality nascent iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just not pay today. Got me a pocket full of change.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Then I just got paid today. Got me a pocket full.
The United States, like every other country under globalist control, like Greece, like Iceland, like Weimar Germany, is being maneuvered towards absolute financial implosion and a fire sale of the assets of the country, just like Italy, just like Greece, just like Spain, just like Portugal. You notice now they're taking over first world and old world nations. They're done imploding South Africa and Nigeria and Brazil and Argentina. They are now moving in. They've been feeding on Japan for 15 years now. This is economic conquest. And here is the Bloomberg headline. U.S. may join Germany of 1933 in pantheon of defaults. Reneging on its debt obligations would make the U.S. the first major Western government to default since Nazi Germany 80 years ago. Actually, folks, the Versailles Treaty was the reason the Nazis got in. They actually kind of blame the Nazis on the end of Versailles, when the whole fact is Versailles and the unfair, mitigatedly impossible bills that were impossible to pay back. That's what helped bring the Nazis in. It was the Treaty of Versailles. But again, Bloomberg knows that even financial readers are ignorant and don't understand this. So they blame the default on bringing the Nazis in when it was the Nazis that came in and basically defaulted. And that's what made them such heroes to the people of Germany. Because it's where you take a debt that's impossible at 20, 30, 40% interest that's impossible to pay back and then get sucked dry of war reparations. Germany unilaterally ceased payments on long-term borrowings May 6, 1933, 3 months after Adolf Hitler was installed as chancellor. The default helped cement Hitler's power base following years of political instability as the Weimar Republic struggled with its crushing debts. These are generally catastrophic economic events, said Professor Eugene N. White, an economics historian at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey. There's no happy ending. The debt reparations piled into Germany, which in 1913 was the world's third biggest economy, sparked the hyperinflation, borrowing, and political deadlock that brought the Nazis to power and the default. So in a way, this article's accurate. It shows how excessive debt, and then it goes through the horrible results, the civil war, the despotism that ravaged different countries in previous periods in Europe. So that's what's going on right now. And the very people that have maneuvered us into this untenable, bankrupt position are the ones grandstanding now saying, give them $100 trillion in further global taxes in the next decade. That's the Davos statement of 3 years ago. And they will fix the economy. Basically, hand everything over to them, and the EBT cards will continue to operate. And you'll continue to be able to get your pension fund and your Social Security. And if you let them nationalize the private pension funds and tax them, you'll still get something. But if you don't give in to them and at least let them take control of even more, then everything will break down. And then you give them more power and give them more control, just like in 2008 with the debt crisis. And then 5-6 years later, you're at the next step of impoverishment. This is the program. This is the plan. And the globalists are using China to hedge their bets with the 1,300,000,000 slaves and the Foxconn Apple slave factories and suicide nets and rivers that are so toxic they catch on fire and giant power plants being built everywhere as our clean plants are being shut down. The globalists have moved everything there to leverage out their competition here. This is economic warfare, backed up by armored vehicles, helicopters, drones, militarized police domestically to make sure we go into this collectivization quietly. And so Homeland Security demonizes the gun owners, the veterans, the returning veterans, the libertarians, the constitutionalists, because we're what's left. We understand what's happening. We're the opposition to this takeover. And if we get the word out, we'll be like Iceland and Ireland to a certain extent that say, you know what, 90%+ of this debt's derivatives that aren't ours that you guys have signed us on to, you're holding us hostage. We are going to default on the debt that isn't ours that you signed us on to. We're going to call your bluff. Go ahead and implode things. You're going to get the blame. And then they back off. They've backed off partially in Italy. They've backed off in Iceland completely. They've backed off. Switzerland would never let anybody do this in their country. And they're so wealthy. Yet all they're doing is preparing for martial law on their borders as France and other countries collapse. And the Swiss government believes Europe, especially welfare states like Spain and France, will collapse. And they are now setting up troop formations in the mountains around their borders to mow down the French, to mow down the Italians, to mow down. This is in mainstream news. They are reinforcing and drilling for the collapse of Europe. And when giant hordes of welfare zombies come in, demanding free goodies and demanding 5 months a year of vacation, they are preparing in Switzerland for the collapse. And by the way, Switzerland is basically a bunch of high IQ German and Italian and French rednecks that for 400 years have been breeding with each other. And it's more redneck than, you know, say someplace like Oklahoma. That's basically what they are, is the rednecks of Europe. They're just bathing in money, bathing in wealth, bathing in power, bathing in machine guns, bathing in rocket launchers, bathing in the lowest crime rate in the world, bathing in liberty, bathing in healthy children, just bathing in it. While everyone else just runs around collapsing, overrun with all sorts of corruption. By the way, you know we got the model, to a great extent, of America from the Swiss. Their experiment was only 100-something years old at the time this country was founded, and that's one of the main groups cited was the Swiss militia model, where they have weapons caches in every town of rocket launchers, small artillery pieces, hand grenades, you name it, and then every member of the military, after they get out and serve their year in the military, they then have to have a gun for the rest of their life. And they have home inspections to make sure that your guns are hidden so that if the government got taken over by tyrants, they couldn't find the guns. And then your default order in the cantons in the states is if the federal government ever took over and tried to take over the cantons, you are to resist them. Wow! That sounds like George Washington-type behavior to me. And we can't have the Swiss model. That itself is really a Dutch model that they got rid of a long time ago. The Dutch had some of the most successful wealthy ports. You go back 400, 500 years ago, but they had a problem with pirates coming in at night and demanding a bunch of booty, a ransom, or they would burn down a bunch of ships. They would open fire on ships, and you never knew when they were going to strike the middle of the night pulling in. So they said, you know, we're not going to pay your ransom. We're going to arm and build little private fortresses in the town, paid for voluntarily by citizens, and whoever wants to volunteer to arm in these forts and mount cannons, they will then be heavily armed. And that's what, in fact, guys, search Rembrandt. He did paintings of Dutch militia. Type in Rembrandt Dutch militia, and it'll show the guys standing there with all their weapons. And then they have these little, and if you go to the Netherlands, there's these little forts all over the place. Right there by where the ship channels and things are. Now they're way inland because they keep reclaiming more of the sea and turning it to land. But all over the country, you could see little fortresses that would have a bar and a restaurant in the bottom. Everybody hung out at the club. And then you'd have people that were, now there it is. There's some of the paintings of some of the militias. And so that model got picked up by the Swiss. But heaven forbid we be like that. And that's how you have a free society where every man's armed, every man's trained to be a warrior, every man's independent. I mean, can you imagine in the U.S. if in every neighborhood there was a big locked iron box, or in the mountains a cave with an iron door filled with high-tech, you know, grenade launchers and rocket launchers, and everybody knew how to use them? And what are they training to do? They're training to protect their country during the collapse. What are we doing as the Tea Party, as the Patriots? We're buying guns, getting prepared, getting ready as well, just like our forebears would do. From the giant, sniveling, dumbed-down, MTV-brainwashed hordes of folks that literally think that Walmart is a field that never dies. Where you go and you pick the GMO food off the shelves and load it in your basket. People said money didn't grow on trees. Yeah, it does. And of course, they only give a small portion of the overall welfare system to the poor to keep them part of the game. The real welfare whores are Warren Buffett and the rest of them. And so now here's Zero Hedge. China's official press agency calls for new reserve currency and new world order. That's a quote in their official Communist Party Chinese release. They say it needs to be the end of the Americanized world, on and on and on. When they know full well the globalists have moved everything over there, and China now dictates what comes out in our movies, what comes out on television. That is the Communist Party does over there, and they're all part of the same deal, and the globalists have hedged their bets to move everything to China. That's what the CFR openly says. That is the treason. Here's the Von Mises Institute. How much longer will the dollar be the reserve currency? It says not long. But again, this is all being maneuvered to where those of us that say, hey, $17 trillion is untenable, now you want to go to $20 trillion in the next year. We got to slow this down. This isn't working. You're devaluing the currency with QE Unlimited. The new Fed chief says he's going to speed up money printing even faster. This is dangerous. This is Weimar Republic. They turn around and say, no, you're Weimar Republic because you won't let us do this, knowing the general public literally knows everything about Kate Upton, knows everything about the Redskin controversy, knows everything about Bob Costas, knows everything about how to apply makeup, knows everything about how to act cool in front of your buddies, but has no idea what QE Unlimited is, has no idea what's going on. It runs from bad to worse. And I'm not trying to be negative here. I'm just saying we are in deep trouble. Because the paramilitary police, all they do is train to take on anybody that loves their family, anybody that cares about freedom, anybody that knows what's going on. We're the enemy in this land of crazy people, in this land of toddling morons. Washington Blog has a story up on Infowars.com that says the U.S. has repeatedly defaulted and it's all a bunch of hype, and that's true. Even the New York Times admits it's happened before. Yeah, 1933. See, that wasn't just Germany defaulting. That was a global default into banker control. Let's continue here. I've already covered this yesterday, but it's so historical to see thousands and thousands of vets, many of them with prosthesis, missing both legs, both arms, you name it, knocking over the barricades, and to see the police attacking them because they dared carry the barricades in a protest down to the White House, and then to see the Democratic Party come out, I've got two different articles here, and say that they're racist. It was a racist meeting. See, everything's racist. Don't turn your guns in, you're racist. Don't like Obamacare, you're racist. And this is very important because they don't want blacks, Hispanics, and Asians to ever feel like they could come out and protest against their memorials being shut down. It makes it, even if it isn't true, it makes it that way. I can't tell you how many black folks I've seen on the news or listened to on talk radio who say, well, I come out to a Tea Party event, a pro-Second Amendment event, but, you know, I heard it's all racist. And even if they know it's not true, they still say, I feel uncomfortable. So this is the type of stuff that's going on. This is the total divide and conquer that is happening. So they can steal all of our birthrights while playing us off against each other. But here it is. Riot police use force against elderly vets outside White House. Incredible footage. Kit Daniels has it. CNN mocks Million Vet March as Tea Party crazies. Makes fun of World War II vets, you name it. Naturally, the DCCC, Democratic Fundraising Group, shows one guy with a Confederate flag and says Million Vets March racist, ignores all the images of people with their prosthesis legs out there demonstrating, and as if a rebel flag is even bad. For most people, that means I'm sick of hearing being from the South is bad. That's what it means, folks. Heritage. But it doesn't matter. They just use that over and over again like nothing else matters. And of course, how many times have we caught the Democrats going out with racist signs at Trayvon Martin events? Turns out the Democratic Party operatives saying, you know, I hate black people, holding a sign up. And it turns out they're a Democratic Party operative, like in Houston. Or Rand Paul events, people wearing overalls with a hayseed in their mouth, literally saying, I don't like blacks and Mexicans. I love Rand Paul. And, of course, they'll probably take that clip out of context and say, I just said that when I'm quoting their operative that actually got caught when Rand Paul was running for Senate. This is what they do, preying on their constituents, preying on them. Here's the Examiner article. Documentary filmmaker alleges police brutality at Million Mile March. They don't allege it. You see the cops hitting men, women, and elderly with batons on the video. There's no alleging it. I love how, I'm not knocking this writer, but I love how supposedly being a journalist means you never come up with a point of view. That's pure bull. I mean, if you got video of, say, a car wreck happening, it isn't, we allege there was a car wreck. Or the videographer alleges he videotaped the Concorde blowing up as it took off from Charles de Gaulle Airport. There's no alleging that the Concorde took off and its engines caught on fire and it blew up, that famous footage. There's also alleging the cops come up and start hitting people with their billy clubs. We're going to come back and after the break and get into Michael Savage and why it's so important that the missing nuke story be investigated. Because, folks, our source is a good source, known to us for a very long time. I don't want to say more than that. And they just said there weren't supposed to be nukes here. There was no paperwork. This is a big deal. The base police, that are private police, were seen by this individual saying, I'm not going to sign off on this. The commander had to come out and tell them, you let the nukes leave, the head of the base, the general. The police stopped the truck and said, you're going to tell me where this is going. And they did tell them where it was going. And then all these top nuke generals get fired and all this afterwards. That's why this is serious. I don't know what's going on with it, but we need answers. Because I don't blame people not believing us from an anonymous source, you know, at the beginning, but look at all the stuff that's happened since then. Look at how they haven't ever come out and said, we're making this up. Because, folks, we have a real source who says they saw this.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
There's a gun and ammunition just inside the doorway. Use it only in emergency.
Can you imagine?
Better you should pray to God, the Father and the Spirit.
Give the EBT cards, the welfare cards, the food stamp cards. If there was sporadic looting and fights breaking out over just a few hours of them being down, can you imagine a few days, a few weeks? And that's what they're in the news saying. If there's a default, the debt just goes up by trillions and trillions, and that's going to make us end up going into total debt, slavery, and a default as well. Every economist we've interviewed says we're destroyed financially and economically if we continue down this road, and we're destroyed if we pull out and stop. We are now a domesticated, demonic country. That doesn't mean everybody. There's a large group waking up and getting concerned. But half the public are self-centered, childlike weirdos raised on television. And I want to open the phones up later in the next hour to get your take on this situation and where you think it's all going, what you think of the veterans being valiant and toppling the barricades where the illegal aliens are allowed to demonstrate, but veterans can't travel. And then going to the White House and the police attacking them, but then backing off when the veterans fought back. All it would have took was somebody beating up really bad or shooting one of those veterans. And I think you're going to see a civil war break out. And I don't want that to happen. And I don't want them to start a civil war or stage a false flag and then blame it on patriots. And then use that as an excuse for the collapse that's happening. The globalists are behind the collapse. The New World Order is behind the collapse. And I'll get into Michael Savage when I start the next hour because I don't have time to do it right now. But it's a big deal to have Savage in the top three talk show hosts in the country, undoubtedly, for political in the top two. Probably going to end up being the top talk show host of the country the way things are lining up. And to have him come out for 16 minutes and cover our missing nuke report, he's the only other big media to cover it. And we're big. We're big on the internet, in the top 10 on talk radio, about 9 or so I would really estimate for terrestrial radio. You know, they put us in the top 20 or so on talkers, but it's more like the top 10. When you talk about internet total and younger audiences and global audiences, we're as big as it gets. Right up there with Limbaugh, anybody else. But when it comes to domestically, just in the U.S., we're a third of the audience of a Michael Savage, a third of the audience terrestrially, or probably even less of a Rush Limbaugh. So to have him come out and recognize, wait, the media is not covering this. They're not denying it. And after they said this, the top two nuke generals and admiral are fired, and more generals have now been fired since he talked about it on Friday, two Marine Corps generals. There's a purge going on. We know what happened with Benghazi. And I don't know what these nukes are for, but most people I trust say it's probably some type of nuclear blackmail like the 2007 thing. Which, by the way, we're going to play that again for people. Some folks, I've seen emails and comments that didn't even happen. Oh, yeah, I'm going to play CBS and CNN for you where that happened. Now, maybe there's a reason this went on. Maybe something else. Maybe it was a drill. Maybe it's a test. Maybe my source was given this info. But I don't think so, because they would have run with this and attacked us. I'm not worried. I know my source is real, so they're wrong if they're wrong. Very credible source, very high level. That's their problem. Anybody in real media would go with something from a source at this level. And I said, they could be wrong. And hedge my bet up front. I had a responsibility to cover this, by the way. This is the type of thing you do, okay, if you just care about your own skin. By the way, if you want to support the broadcast, we get incredibly high-quality products. We have more of it that came in, but it's selling out quick. The Nation Iodine, Atomic Iodine, does incredible things according to the reports out there and the medical doctors we've talked to and others for the thyroid, the body, the background radiation, the blocker, the fluoride detoxer, InfoWarsLife.com. We also have the ProPure water filtration, discounted promo code WATER 10%, InfoWarsStore.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.